USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court on Friday blocked the Trump administration from restarting federal executions next week after a 16-year break. The justices denied the administration's plea to undo a lower court ruling in favor of inmates who had been given execution dates. The first of those had been set for Monday, with a second set for Friday. Attorney General William Barr announced during the summer that federal executions would resume using phenobarbital to put inmates to death. Federal executions are now likely to remain on hold for at least several months while the appeals court in Washington undertakes a full investigation. The state of New York is moving ahead with a law that will raise the minimum wage to $15 statewide on New Year's Eve. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget director said several studies show New York's gradual increase in the minimum wage has not caused a loss in jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
China is waiving punitive tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork while the two sides negotiate a trade deal. Negotiators are working on the details of a Phase 1 agreement announced in October by President Donald Trump. The two sides have raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods, disrupting global trade and threatening to depress economic growth. Another U.S. tariff hike on an additional $160 billion of Chinese imports is due to take place on December 15th. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the Trump administration is keeping a close eye on unrest in Iran and Iraq, but sees no immediate need to send substantial numbers of additional U.S. forces to the region. He said, "Right now, we believe we have sufficient capability in that theater to deter what we need to deter." He said he routinely reviews the adequacy of U.S. military forces in all regions of the globe. He said this also includes the volatile Middle East, where the Pentagon has already added about 14,000 troops since May. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Congress is nearing a deal on paid parental leave for federal employees. It's a significant development for government workers, but one that highlights the disparity with most American workers who still are not given paid leave. The agreement would give 2.1 million non-military federal workers 12 weeks of paid leave to care for a newborn or adopted child or to care for a family member. The bill would become the first time the federal government has guaranteed civilian employees access to paid parental leave. A New Jersey man accused of created an online fundraiser for a homeless veteran to dupe donors out of hundreds of thousands of dollars pled guilty as part of a plea deal. Mark D'Amico's guilty plea for one count of misapplication of entrusted property brings the case against him, as well as his girlfriend and the homeless man, each of whom pled guilty earlier this year to state and federal charges in connection with the scam, closer to a resolution. D'Amico is expected to be sentenced next April and has agreed to 5 years in prison as part of the deal. D'Amico's plea means he's admitting to spending the more than $400,000, but not that he was behind the ruse with girlfriend Kate McClure and the homeless man Johnny Bobbitt Jr. He still faces more serious federal charges of conspiracy to commit fraud and money laundering, but any sentence could be served concurrently under the plea agreement. Thanks for listening as we get your weekend underway. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.